While I was eating, a platform had been prepared to carry me. The people of Lilliput, known as the Lilliputians, are very intelligent and clever with their hands. For me, 500 men built a special wooden platform with 22 wheels. 900 of the strongest men worked for about 3 hours to lift me onto the platform, and 1,500 of the king's largest horses, each 11.5 centimeters high, pulled me to the capital. I did not know about any of this, because they had put a sleeping powder in my wine, and I was in a deep sleep. The king had decided I would stay in the largest available building, just outside the city gates. Its door was only a meter high and half a meter wide, so I could only just get inside on my hands and knees. My guards put 91 chains on my left leg so that I could not escape. Then they cut the ropes that tied me, and I was able to get to my feet. As I stood up, I heard cries of astonishment all around me. I felt rather miserable, but at least I could walk about now in a 2-meter circle. I was certainly an interesting sight for the Lilliputians, who had come out of the city in crowds of several thousand to see me. Now I had a good view of the countryside. The fields looked like flower beds in a garden, and even the tallest trees were only 2 meters high. I was soon visited by the king himself. He has a strong, handsome face, and is very popular among his people. He arrived with his queen, his children, and his lords and ladies, all dressed in beautiful gold and silver clothes. In order to make conversation easier, I lay on my side so that my face was close to him. I spoke to him in all the languages I knew, but we still could not understand each other.